Good evening, faithful listeners. It's often said that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. What's not often made clear is how much of that road is made of detachable paving stones that can be used to knock out random do-goodniks before they drive you mad. I'm fairly obviously not in the target demographic of quote-unquote lifestyle website New Zealand Girl, since I'm not a girl and don't have a lifestyle, much preferring to have a life instead. But this week, NZ Girl has been riding the stupid bus down said 8-lane superhighway, and I'll let it speak for itself here. Boobs matter to everyone. They feed our confidence and femininity. They feed our sexuality and desire, and they literally feed our children. Breast health is important too. We all know someone affected by breast cancer, and yet despite all of this, breasts are still taboo. Which is why we want to celebrate them on NZ Girl with our I've Got a Lovely Pear campaign. We want to celebrate all of the lovely pears of New Zealand and create our favourite breasts. A montage of NZ Girl's breasts. For every 50 sets of boobs uploaded, we'll donate $1,000 to breast cancer research. If you're wondering what that noise is, it's not your toilet backing up, but my incoherent sputtering. Breast cancer research is incredibly important. So is properly funded and accessible oncology services, screening and aftercare for all cancer patients. The life, awareness and early detection can save may be your own. But posting chest shots on a website, some of which have apparently found their way onto porn sites? Words fail me. At least words I can say on radio. My favourite angry feminist blogger, Boganette, and scuba nurse, who has worked with cancer patients, have done excellent takedowns of this from the feminist tip. But here's a thought experiment from the other side of the gender divide. I went to high school with a cancer survivor whose treatment involved the complete removals of his testes at the age of 16. I didn't know a pair of balls or lymph nodes. Nobody with cancer is their disease or a collection of body parts. I know a human being who endured brutal rounds of surgery, chemo and radiotherapy at an age where he should have been anywhere else but a string of hospital rooms and thinking about anything else than his own mortality. He slowly rebuilt his self-esteem and self-image over a long time, and he's all the better for it. It would demean and trivialise him if I opened a thread on public address inviting listeners to post crotch and butt shots to be rated and commented on like some skeevy dating site. An NZ Girl, in a move that's hard to read as anything other than a cheap, cynical ploy to increase traffic, is doing the same to the woman I know who fought cancer. Some have beaten it, others not. We should all be aware of cancer and take ownership of our own bodies and well-being, but exploiting a serious public health issue with tacky soft porn isn't the way to do it.